Hello, hello. I am live. I'll give it a couple seconds here. Minutes, not minutes. That would take too long. People have very short attention spans. So don't want to take too long. Let's see if I get a notification here. Nothing on Facebook. Got a couple of people jumping on. Let me know where you guys are coming from and see if I have everybody. Can you hear me? Can anyone hear me? Come in. I have not gone live in, gosh, I'd say like, 2.5 months? The entire summer? Hey, Karen from Maryland, what's up? Julie, hey. I pretty much took the summer off. And people are like, why are you not saying anything? Rachel, you just disappear. Just go away. There's so much to say that I can't say it all in one sitting. I will be doing lives. I'm going to try to be doing those frequently, once a week after Labor Day. My kids go back to school after Labor Day, and that's when I have a little bit more time to connect with you guys. There's so much going on. I mean, if you don't laugh, you're going to cry, right? I mean, let's just be honest. I didn't think that it would escalate this quickly. I didn't think that in 7 months we'd see what we're seeing right now. And I guess just reported, let's see here. I just read this on Twitter. Absolutely heartbreaking. Basically, the Biden State Department has said that they cannot provide safe passages for to evacuate Americans. God help all the people over in Afghanistan right now, the Americans, even the Afghani people that are now under Taliban rule. This is absolutely the worst case scenario taking place right now. I don't know. Who doesn't have an exit plan? I mean, honestly, I don't know how you cannot have an exit plan. If you're going to do what you do, then you have some kind of strategy in place. And apparently, we've got complete idiots running the show right now. And of course, the concern is, you know, a lot of these Americans kidnapped, right? Or held for ransom, or it's terrible. It's absolutely terrible. And so you're watching this, you know, overseas. And I'm not going to go too deep. I talk a lot on my Telegram what I think is really happening, why this pullout happened the way it did. I do believe some of it was intentional, because there's people that are controlled right now, that are owned by other people. And so I'm not going to go into detail on that, especially on these main platforms, but I'll talk more about it on my Telegram, where you can kind of speak freely. You can't do that here. And then we've got all the stuff going on here, right? We've got parents frustrated with these mask mandates, total child abuse, my personal opinion. I believe that if you force someone to do something that they don't feel comfortable doing, you're teaching a child to submit to a bully, basically. And we have no idea what the long-term ramifications of this will be. To force somebody to do something when they don't, I guarantee you there's not one child out there that would prefer to put a piece of cloth over their face. That's not regulated. It's not regulated. There's no regulation to put anything across your face, right? And would want to do that, day in, day out, playing on the playground, not being able to see interaction with other children, expressions, all the things that children need in their childhood development, being completely snuffed out from them, and then, being told to go against what their own will is, right? It's submitting to a bully. It's being bullied, and it's telling the child that they should allow themselves to be bullied. I will not mask my children. I'm not doing it. And if for some reason my school has to, my children will not attend. I'm not complying. Okay. I'm not doing this anymore. I'm done. I'm done playing the game. Okay. We've been doing this for about 2 years now. Enough. There has to be a point where you say, we're done. We're done. And you do that with a bully, right? A bully will continue to beat you until you stand up to that bully. Okay. An abuser will continue to abuse until you say no more, no more. And in case you haven't noticed, we're being bullied. We're being bullied. If you can't go get your groceries, you can't work at the job you've been working at, you can't go out to dinner with your family because you're not submitting to the bully. This is so anti-American. This is so not who we are. And it baffles me how long people have just put up with it. And how many can't see it. I saw this back March 2020, right? And so it's been interesting to watch the people slowly wake up. But we're at a breaking point. I really believe we're at a breaking point. Now we got to get three boosters, right? A third shot, right? Okay, third shot. No long-term studies on this thing. You have no idea what the long-term ramifications of that is, right? You have no idea. But people will line up to do it, right? But eventually, I do believe you will reach a point. We will reach a point. We're like a boiling pot right now, guys. We are a boiling pot, and I believe we're on the brink of just an eruption. I really do. I don't know how long it's going to take to get to that eruption, but I believe we're getting closer. I posted something on my Facebook a few days ago in concern to Romans 13. I've got some new followers. Welcome, guys. I had an awesome guy over on YouTube kind of shout me out, and so I got a lot of new followers. To the new followers, I first and foremost am a Christian before anything else. Before I'm a conservative, before I'm an American, before anything, I'm a Christian. I'm a Christ follower. And I've had a lot of Christians come at me and say, well, we're supposed to submit to authority, right? Romans 13 says we're supposed to submit to authority. Sadly, these people manipulated scripture, because that's not what the scripture says. That's not what the scripture says. And so I want to just break it down for you really quick. For those that are out there like, are we supposed to like continue to do what the government's telling us to do? No, no. Okay. No. We've had some bad, bad people in government over the course of our existence as humans. Stalin, Hitler, Mao, Mussolini, the bad guys in authority telling people what they can and cannot do. And there comes a point where you do not submit to bad authority. In Romans 13, it specifically talks about submitting to good authority. We are to submit to good authority for law and order purposes, right? So we don't have complete anarchy. But if you have someone evil and wicked in authority, you are not to submit to them. Because if you go on after Romans 1 and 2, it says, hold on a second, guys. It says, for rulers are not a terror to good works. Are we seeing a terror to good works right now? Yeah. We're seeing a terror to good works. We're seeing people that are completely stripping people of their individual liberty and freedom right now. That is a terror to good works. That is a complete and total terror to good works. Right here, Paul specifically says that rulers are not a terror. So if we're supposed to submit to rulers, he's saying rulers that are not a terror. Okay. We're not to submit to rulers that are a terror. Paul himself did not submit to rulers that were a terror. He was told to shut his mouth and stop talking about the gospel of Jesus Christ. And what did Paul do? He kept talking about the gospel of Jesus Christ. It even brought him into Rome, where he was then killed. He was then martyred because he disobeyed authority. What did Jesus do when he came in contact with people that were in authority and he disagreed with what they were doing? Okay, because back when the Pharisees and the Sadducees were in a place of governmental, a place of authority, and they were selling and buying and turning the temple into a complete crap show, right? Jesus sees this. It's disgusting to him. Now he's disgusted by these people in authority. And what does he do? He goes in and he starts flipping over tables, fashions a whip, wheels this thing. That's what he did with authority over him. Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. They were told to bow before a statue, right? That Nebuchadnezzar made. What did they do? They didn't bow. And what happened to them? They were thrown in a fire. They were thrown in a fire. And who showed up in that fire? Jesus showed up in that fire. Daniel. Daniel was told to not pray to any other god except the gods that they were told to pray to. And what did Daniel do? He defied authority. Our entire New Testament would not have been written. All of those people defied authority. Peter, before the Sanhedrin, he was told not to preach, and he was brought before the Sanhedrin. And what did he say? He said, I will obey God over any kind of man. I will obey God over any kind of human. Right now, you are to obey God over anybody else. And how do you know what God's doing, right? Like, it's like, well, okay, well, what's God want me to do? You got to read the Bible. You got to know who he is. You got to know his heart. And first and foremost, 2 Corinthians 3:17 says, now the Lord is a spirit, and where the spirit of the Lord is, there is freedom. There is liberty. Okay, are we witnessing liberty right now? Are we witnessing freedom? No, we are not witnessing the spirit of the Lord right now. This is a spirit that's contrary to God. It is completely contrary to God, and you are not to submit to that. And I'm telling you right now, guys, we are in interesting times, and we're going into even more interesting times. But I have a verse for you. Jesus, okay? The peace that passes all understanding. I'm telling you right now, guys, I get up each day thinking, what is going to happen today? Like, what am I going to read today? What is the school board going to say today? What is the health department going to say today? What's going to happen? And I can't do that. You can't do that. I got to come back to that peace that passes all understanding, and that's only found in Jesus. I have to come back to that. And I have to know that though 1,000 may fall at my side and 10,000 at my right hand, it will not come near me, and it will not come near my family. And we are living in times right now where we are called to defy. We are called to defy and stand up against wickedness. Yeah, it's hard. Yeah, it's scary. Yeah, you might get thrown in the fire, but Jesus will show up with you in that fire. He will be with you. He will never leave you, and he will never forsake you. And Jesus here says, I have told you these things. So he says it's going to be crazy, but so that in you may have peace. In this world, you will have trouble. But take heart, I have overcome the world. He's overcome big tech. He's overcome George Soros. He's overcome Bill Gates. He's overcome COVID mandates. He's overcome big tech. He's overcome it all. And every one of those will bow their knee before the King of all kings when this is all said and done. This is a temporary moment we're in. And sometimes it's easy when you're stuck in a moment, when you're stuck in the temporary moment, to get whipped up in that moment, right? To be like, oh my gosh, like, and just let that panic and that fear and like, I have no control. You do have control because you have Jesus, okay? And he has overcome this. He's overcome all of this. And he is the peace that passes all understanding. He is the peace that you can lay your head on the pillow at night, and no matter what's coming at you, you know that you can do it because you have him. And that's what I keep coming back to. And I also want to address some stuff that there's like back channel noise going on right now with a lot of like, I don't want to say like Q stuff because I'm not into that Q stuff, but I think a lot of people think that they're going to be rescued out of this, right? There's going to be this huge rescue. And I don't believe that. I believe that we already have been rescued because we have Jesus. And no one is going to save us outside of Jesus and you standing up to tyranny. You have to stand up. You have to stand up. You have to say no more. You have to defy authority. Just like Jesus did, just like Peter did, just like Paul did, just like Daniel did, just like Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego did, you do. You do. And God is with you. He is with you. I know that sounds like, oh gosh, Rachel, he's with you. He is with you. And so
honestly, like, once you get through all that and that gets in you and you're solid and you know whose you are, right? In the midst of all this, you know whose you are. Jesus is your refuge. He's your tower. He's your fortress in the storm. He is all that you will ever need. And once you're in that and you know that, then no matter what starts coming at you, you can do it. You can do it. You can do it. You can do all things through Christ who strengthens you. And then what gets me kind of excited, I know this, like, what? Why could you be excited? Is to know that we're called for this time, right? Like, the Bible says that God knew us before he formed us. So as he knit us together in our mother's womb, and he put our spirit into our body, and he knew our spirit, he placed us on this planet for this time. He didn't place you to be back in the 1800s, back in the 1950s, or back biblical times, right here, right now. And I'm not going to say I know which way this goes, right? I have no idea how this whole thing is going to pan out. But I do know we're called for this time. And I do know that we're equipped for this time. And I do know that at the end of the day, God has us. He's not surprised by this. He's not like, oh, like, he has us. And that's what I come back to. And because it's crazy. And I got you guys. Like, I hear moms and dads writing me away, like, ah, I got you. I'm there. I see it. I know. I experience the same panics. But then I got to just say, enough. Shut out the noise. I'm going to be still before God. I'm going to ask him what he's doing in this time, because he's got a plan, right? He's the ultimate plan. There is no other plan besides the plan of God, right? Because that's the ultimate truth, the truth that will prevail. His word spoken for eternity. He's got a plan, and you're part of it, and you play a role, and you're here for this moment in time. And love on your families. Really get involved in your community. Have a say locally. I've seen more and more parents step out locally at these school board meetings and speaking up and submitting letters and op-eds and raising their voices locally. And it does scare the enemy. It really does, because there's power in numbers. There was this great visual I saw of like this shark, right? There's this shark in the ocean. And then it was a picture of all these tiny, tiny, tiny little fish that formed like this giant looking fish going after the shark, okay? There's power in numbers, and we outnumber them. Whether you feel it or not, we outnumber them. So I want you to be encouraged. I want you to spend time in prayer. It's when you spend time in prayer and in the word and really trying to find the answers yourself that you have a better grasp on what's going on, right? Because the news is not going to tell you what's going on. They don't know what's going on. And the experts don't know what's going on, clearly. So the only expert, the only one that knows what's going on is God. And so when you have a direct relationship with him and you can communicate with him, he will impart to you what's going on. And so that's just what I wanted to say. Again, I apologize for kind of being absent for a long time. I've been spending time with my family and trying to find the answers, right? Trying to find the answers. And I will be, as the fall goes, as we go into the fall, I will be going live much more frequently. Because I think it's important to talk to each other. So God bless you guys. Keep praying, keep believing, keep using your voice, keep being a voice, keep speaking the truth. And, we will overcome. We really will. So God bless you guys. We'll talk soon.